Well, thank you very much to Siobhan and Vince. And I am absolutely delighted to be part of the Liberal Democrat team and a member of this party. And I'm incredibly grateful for the wonderful warm welcome that I have had since the news broke last night. And I thought I should say something about why I've made this decision. Why have I done this? And I suppose you could say, I mean, I've never been a particularly tribal person, but I think, you know, you can probably tell that through the number of parties I've been a member of this year. But look, my values and my principles come first in all of this. They're the reason I started a political journey in leaving the Labour Party earlier this year. I am a social democrat with liberal values, as Vince has said. And those values revolve around a fair and open Britain, one with a mixed economy, which enables everybody to achieve their dreams and aspirations, regardless of their background. We have absolutely got to overhaul the ridiculous constitution and the way that our democracy in this country works. And I'm unapologetically an internationalist. And that's why we have got to oppose this Brexit, and we have got to ensure we do all we can to keep our country as a member of the European Union. Now, those are very much my values. They are the values of the people that I represent in Streatham, the community I'm from, that I was born into. They are the things on which I stood at the last general election, and they are the values of the Liberal Democrats. Our politics is broken, and we've obviously got two main parties that sit at the heart of the system who are not addressing the challenges that we face as a country because they are part of the problem. And they've exacerbated those problems that we have. They're fueling divisions not only within their own parties, but also in our country too. And above all, they have failed to do their duties as a government and an opposition. Now, in spite of all the upheaval and the dangerous place that we're in that Vince referred to, I think there is huge cause to be optimistic and hopeful about the future. This is the most exciting time in my lifetime, I think, in many respects, for the progressive, liberal politics that we have in our country. The local and European elections illustrated that millions of voters agree that the two main parties in British politics are broken. The tectonic plates are clearly shifting. And I think the public is now more in favour of upending the two-party system than at any time in my lifetime, including the 80s, and I was a kid then. And I wasn't active in politics then, but including the 80s. And I think this provides a historic opportunity to change the system, to realign British politics, to fix our broken politics, and to, of course, deal with the problems that cause people to vote for Brexit in the first place. So for the sake of all our citizens, we have got to grab that opportunity now, in my view. Now, after leaving the Labour Party, I thought that Britain needed a new party. And I believed that the millions of politically homeless people in our country wanted a new party. I was wrong. You have your ups and downs in politics. Politicians, we're all human, believe it or not, and we have our flaws. I've got plenty, as many in the media tell me about on a daily basis. But I think the important thing is to learn the lessons from any mistakes you make, to listen to what your constituents are saying, to listen to what the electorate are telling you, and to strive to do better. And there are two big lessons for me from the last few months. I think the first is that I massively underestimated the challenge of building a new, fully fledged party like Change UK in the midst of a national political crisis and attempting to do so at the same time as running a national election campaign like the European elections. And Vince, who'd always pointed this out to me, was one of those I told you so moments. he was right to point out the importance of having an existing party infrastructure with long-standing relationships with hundreds of thousands of voters. And obviously that was a massive factor in the success of this party, not just in the local elections, but the European elections too. I think the second lesson is this. There is no doubt that under our first-past-the-post electoral system, which, by the way, needs to be dumped and replaced with a system of proportional representation, in my view. And before people say, well, you're just saying that now because you're a Liberal Democrat, I was saying that when I was in the Labour Party. But we're saddled with this unfair, undemocratic system. And it's clear in that system that's used for Westminster elections that there is only space for one main progressive Liberal centre-ground offer. And that is clearly the Liberal Democrats, in my view. So what more was stopping me from joining, accounting for the last two things I've just mentioned? I'll be honest, I found it hard to come to terms with the impact of the public spending cuts, which were instigated by the Conservative Liberal Democrat coalition of 2010 to 2015. And as you would expect, the comments I made then as a shadow business secretary are doing the rounds as I speak. In fact, they're probably getting more of an airing now than when I at first said them. Now, I didn't disagree about the need to reduce the public sector debt and deficit. Indeed, Labour's last Chancellor, Alistair Darling, he accepted the need for that too. But I did disagree with the speed and severity of fiscal consolidation and the extent to which those cuts to public spending were borne mainly by public spending cuts as opposed to tax increases. Now, I would say, and I say this in particular to people who have before voted Labour or still do now, let me say this to you. 4 years on from this party's time in office, things have changed. The Liberal Democrats have voted against every single one of the Conservative budgets since 2015. This party stood on an anti-austerity manifesto in 2017, for example, with commitments to end the public sector pay cap, increase tax to pay for the NHS, reversing cuts to housing benefit, universal credit, and so on. And senior figures in this party, including Vince, have said that although the party curbed George Osborne's worst excesses, things like the bedroom tax should never have been allowed to be introduced. And of course, people have accepted a major mistake was made in making them breaking that pledge on university tuition fees. And I don't see any of that type of thing happening ever again. But most importantly, the biggest impediment to ending austerity currently is pressing on with Brexit. In every Brexit scenario, tax receipts will be hit hard, depriving the Exchequer of much-needed revenue to invest in public services. Both Labour and the Conservatives are committed to facilitating Brexit, and you cannot end austerity and sponsor Brexit. That is absolutely clear. And I am proud to be a member of a party that was committed to a people's vote and remaining in the European Union right from the start. Now, I suspect that those who are going to be most critical of the decision that I have made will be many of those that I left behind in the Labour Party. The question they must answer now is this: if they are committed to ending austerity too, continued support of a party leadership committed to Brexit cannot enable you to end austerity. Privately, many accept this. And they also know that visceral hatred of people who don't share your views, of the West, there's of course the anti-Semitism too, they know that is commonplace in Labour circles. They abhor the bullying, the behaviour by supporters of their leadership, as much as they abhor the fact that that leadership tacitly sanctions this. So in its words and deeds, Labour is not being true to the progressive values that I believe in. They're not being true to the progressive values that many Labour people believe in. And many Labour people know that. We all do. And I say to them, particularly the Social Democratic centre-left, there is a home for you. It is the Liberal Democrats. And I just want to finish by saying this. Ensuring that progressive liberal values prevail in this country is not something that can be done by any one force, any one organisation. But I am convinced that the Liberal Democrats, as the spearhead of a broader progressive movement in civil society, offers the best chance to improve the lives of those I represent, as well as countless other citizens across our country. So I say the time has come to put past differences behind us and, in the national interest, do what is right for the country, which is why I've made this decision. Thank you very much for listening.